time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 50. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Daylight saving time comes to an end this weekend. At 2 o'clock a.m. on Sunday or before going to bed Saturday night, people should turn their clocks back 1 hour. The purpose of daylight saving time is to make better use of daylight. By moving clocks ahead 1 hour during the summer months, an hour of daylight is moved from the morning to the evening. Daylight saving time will begin once again on March 8th. The Illinois Fire Safety Alliance reminds people to check their smoke and carbon monoxide alarms when setting clocks back this weekend as well. The National Fire Protection Association reports 71% of smoke alarms which failed to operate in residential fires had missing, disconnected, or dead batteries. To that end, the General Assembly has passed a law requiring state residents to install alarms with 10-year sealed batteries by the end of 2022. Some exemptions are allowed, including for homes built after 1988 with hardwired smoke alarms and homes with wireless integrated alarms. More news next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Little Giant Grocery's Mega Meat Sale is two incredible days only. This Thursday, Halloween, and Friday, November 1st. From whole Boston butt, just $1.29 a pound. USDA New York strips, $4.99 a pound. 10 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, only $12.90. Plus, whole boneless pork loin sliced free. Yours, just $1.59 a pound. Sirloin tips from $3.29 a pound. 10-pound bags of leg quarters, only $5.49. And boneless pork sirloin, only $1.49 a pound. These and dozens more. Incredible deals. Two fantastic days only. Thursday and Friday at Little Giant Grocery in Carmi.
In other news, the FCHS Mules will take on the Alton Marquette Explorers tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the train yard in Fairfield. Due to IHSA broadcast regulations, WFIW will not have video streaming of the contest. However, our radio broadcast will begin at 1:45 on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. On-demand playback of regular season games will be made available on the sports videos page on our website once the football season comes to an end. The high school says gates for the game tomorrow will open at noon. And per IHSA rules, admission will be $5 for everyone, with the exception of babies in arms. Fairfield police arrested two people yesterday. 26-year-old Fairfield resident Tyler E. Hutchison was arrested on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of reckless conduct. He was lodged in the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $595 bond. 47-year-old Rockford resident Eddie W. Thomason was arrested on charges of criminal trespass to a residence and disorderly conduct. He was transported to the jail and released after posting $120 bond. 33-year-old Wayne City resident Michael L. Riddings was arrested earlier this week by White County Police on a Hamilton County warrant for failure to register a new address by a sex offender. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reportedly made the arrest while he was at the Carmi Probation Office. Riddings was transported to the White County Jail and released after posting $400 bond. 38-year-old McLeansboro resident Brandon S. Cook pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. He was sentenced to 18 months probation plus time served, and information in the case was dismissed per his plea. Cook was also ordered to pay $3,117 in fines and court costs. Amy Hart, with Wabash Area Development Incorporated, says she is looking for bell ringers for Salvation Army collections for the upcoming holiday season. Hart says the proceeds collected from bell ringers go to the Salvation Army, and it then sends most of the money back to be distributed to families in need.
Last year was a very successful year. I was able to collect quite a bit of money and then turn around and bless about a dozen families in Wayne County with the money I received on rent, utilities, different things like that that they needed help with. Rent is a big thing, and that's really where I tried to focus my money to that I received. But we do need bell ringers. We're going to try to bell ring every Friday night. Saturday day, we are not allowed to bell ring on Sunday.
Bell ringers will be located at Walmart in favorable weather. Hart says in the event of rain or snow, they will move to Save-A-Lot, which allows them to set up indoors. Collections will begin on Black Friday, and donations may also be sent directly to the Wadi offices. Hart says volunteering can count as public service for people needing to serve hours in that capacity. Anyone interested in being a bell ringer should call Amy Hart at 842-2962. The 2019 Edwards County Farm Bureau Gathering of Members and Ag in the Classroom fundraiser are scheduled for November 16th in conjunction with the 101st annual meeting. The gathering will feature live, silent, and dessert auctions, with each benefiting the Ag in the Classroom department. The gathering of members will take place at the Edwards County Senior Citizens and Community Center. Doors will open at 5:30. A meal will start at 6, and it will feature roast beef, sides, drinks, and desserts. Other activities at the gathering will include a patriotic salute by the Edwards County FFA, trivia, and more. The annual meeting will begin immediately after the gathering of members, and 2019-2020 Edwards County Farm Bureau elections will take place. People should RSVP for the event by next Friday, November 8th, by calling 445-2113. His Little Feet International Children's Choir will perform in Fairfield this Sunday and next. The choir will be at New Beginnings Church this Sunday at 6:30, and it will visit the Journey Church on the 10th at 6:30. There is no cost for admission, though a love offering will be taken, with proceeds going to the choir. His Little Feet International merchandise will also be on sale. More information on the choir can be found at hislittlefeet.org. Frontier Community College will offer several workshops in the coming weeks to welcome the Christmas season. Space is limited for each class, so interested individuals are encouraged to register soon. A Christmas tree skirt workshop will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th in Bob Boyles Hall. Gayla Templeman will be the instructor, and the cost is $30. A supply list will be provided at registration, and students will be expected to bring a sewing machine to the class. A holiday barn quilt painting class will meet from noon to 4 o'clock in room 23 of Mason Hall on November 16th. Cheryl Harrell will be the instructor. The cost is $45, and the deadline to register is next Friday. A three-night pie-making workshop led by Elizabeth Zerlini will run on November 7th, 13th, and 14th. Students will meet in room 119 of FCHS from 6 to 8 p.m., and they must bring a pie plate for each session. Heather Gertsch will teach a Christmas cupcakes class on December 2nd. It will meet from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in Bob Boyle's Hall, and the cost is $25. Anyone seeking more information on any holiday workshop or who would like to register should call FCC at 842-3711. People may also visit the Student Services Office weekdays between 7:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Tim Schweitzer with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says hunters should be aware of two primary colors during the hunting season. The first is orange for a hunting vest, and the second is purple. Schweitzer reminds people of the purple paint law as it relates to landowner rights.
Always make sure you have permission of the property owner, if you're hunting private property, to be out there during those open seasons. Yeah, here in Illinois, some property owners, of course, want to make sure that there are not individuals encroaching on their property without their permission. Obviously, we have a lot of landowners in the state who hunt their own property and maybe invite friends to hunt on their property. But they don't want people who don't have permission hunting their property, so they may post a no trespassing sign, and we encourage everyone, be they hunters or not, to acknowledge and stay off the property if it's posted for no trespassing. But there's also an option here in Illinois to put some purple paint on a fence post or paint a ribbon around a tree with purple paint. It's called the purple paint law for a reason. And that can be a designation of no trespassing as well. So if you see purple paint, don't trespass on that ground. That land is off limits to all those except those who have permission.
Archery deer season opened October 1st in Illinois, and it runs through January 19th. The state's two firearm weekends are November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. Enrollment for Get Covered Illinois begins today, and the Illinois Department of Insurance says rates are the same or lower than last year. Kim Howard reports.
The Illinois On-Exchange Marketplace offers 142 plans this year for those who don't otherwise have health insurance. Department of Insurance Director Robert Muriel says in general, rates have dropped for 2020. He urges those needing coverage to visit getcovered.illinois.gov and then click on Shop Enroll.
There you can search for the plans that are available. Also, there is a tool on the Get Covered Illinois site that consumers can use to find someone in their area to help them through the process. Just click the button, make an appointment, and you'll be contacted by a certified application counselor.
The open enrollment period runs November 1st through December 15th. Again, the website is getcovered.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says a third state resident has died after being hospitalized with a vaping-related lung injury. Spokeswoman Melanie Arnold declined to give the age of the victim yesterday or the time or location of the death, citing privacy concerns. The department says 166 people in Illinois, ranging in age from 13 to 75, have experienced lung injuries after using e-cigarettes or vaping. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says more than 80% of the cases in Illinois report recent use of THC-containing products, primarily obtaining them from friends, family members, or illegal dealers. The CDC states 1,888 confirmed and probable vaping cases have been reported in 49 states, with 38 deaths reported in 24 states. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Farming. It's genetics. What you're made of. It's agronomy. Local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service. Built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest. Rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grown with Golden Harvest seed through the Golden Advantage program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton or Daniel Fopay at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 46. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,285, up 239. The NASDAQ is at 8,353, up 61. December crude oil is at $55.24. That's up $1.06. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Fairfield resident Rosemary Freeman died at 9:50 p.m. on Tuesday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She had worked as an LPN at FMH for 20 years. Rosemary Freeman is survived by a daughter, Sandra Goldman, of Fairfield, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and half-brother Russ Lentz of Highland. Funeral services for Rosemary Freeman will be held at noon on Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Mount Pleasant Cemetery in Griffin, Indiana. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies, a high will be around 50. Clear skies tonight, a low of 40, and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 48. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 52 and low of 35. Partly cloudy skies on Monday, a high of 58 and low of 40. And then partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Tuesday, we're going to have a high of 55 and an overnight low around 35.